PokemonScrubs.com is better than pie.
Nope, that's it. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Nope, I'm done.
Why?
Done. I'm done with you. I'm done with this whole thing. You don't have your head in the game.
What I do?
You'd rather
be
out there watching Oprah than us, than being here with me and do this show for these people.
I don't want to watch Oprah.
You don't want to be here.
I want to go rest.
I'm sick of it. No, I'm tired of dragging you in here. Please come in here. No, I'm sick of it.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't do this show anymore. I'm done. If I can't have a partner that's going to be here with me and do the show with me, then I don't even want to do the show anymore. I don't even care. I don't even want to do it anymore. I'm done.
Okay.
This is the last show. This is the last Two Blind Squirrels show. Say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
April Fools! We actually pulled it off on them because we said last week that that was the last show. And then if we weren't here on Monday, that meant the rapture happened. Then we weren't here on Monday.
So did they all wonder why they were left behind?
I guess. I didn't hear from anybody.
Oh. They're not very concerned.
I don't even know if they're listening.
Yeah. No.
I've learned that most people are about 3 days behind, so it takes about 3 days before they start complaining. Yeah. Hey, where's my shows? Yeah, it was 3 days ago.
Catch up, people.
Oh, but don't go more than 3 days because then they're all upset.
Oh, is that the limit?
Yep, three. Okay. We got a 3 day no show limit.
Okay.
So I was on my way home today. I haven't told you this yet. Mm-hmm. I was on my way home today, and this guy pulled right out in front of me.
Oh.
I smashed right into the back of him.
You did not.
I did too. Put a big old dent in my truck, knocked out my headlight.
You did not.
No, I didn't. April Fool.
Ha, ha, ha.
Your turn.
You're so dumb.
Your turn. Come on, your turn.
Helen was trying to think of all kinds.
Was
Dad,
she?
Dad, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to say, Daddy, there's no school today. I get to stay home. April Fools.
Oh, man. You know what we did last year? Mm-hmm. You weren't in on this, but I did it. Last year, I went on the forum. Mm-hmm. And changed all of the there's a word filter.
Yeah.
So I took out all the these and made them thous.
Yeah.
I was so proud of myself. It was like the King James version of the forum for a whole day. Drove people batty. People stopped posting about lunch. Done with this. I'm not posting it. Change it back.
You should these
big
thous.
Joker.
That's funny.
That was a blast. I don't know what I'm going to do this year, though. I don't know. Maybe I'll change the whole screen or turn it upside down. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Lauren, I found a mirror today in the play box.
Does this have to do
with... It was a fun mirror. Fools? No. Oh. Shut up. But the fun mirror made you... When you look in it, it makes your face upside down.
Oh.
So when you look in the mirror, I'm like... I never knew it did that. Helen had this for years. I never knew that. I go, look, Lauren, it's upside down. And so she's like turning her head, trying to figure out. And she's like, that's weird.
How does it do that?
I don't know.
That's weird. How does it do that?
Yeah. April Fool's, your head's turned upside down.
April Fool's, your head's upside down. Well, what we need to do. Now that April Fool's is all over.
Okay.
We need to start. We need to tell everybody about the, I need my sounds from the stadium, from the sportatorium.
Oh, okay.
It's lost. My crowd noise is lost.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's too bad.
Really an annoying sound.
What is that supposed to mean?
Exactly what I said.
So,
could you get one that's less canned sounding?
No, that's all I got. I'm not spending the time looking for it.
More realistic.
I'm not even going to spend the time looking for it.
I mean, that's as bad as what you'd get in I Love Lucy.
What?
At least I Love Lucy was a live audience.
It was recorded before a live audience. They told me every time.
That's what they said. No, Lucy didn't say that every time.
There we go. Now I don't have to keep turning it on. It'll just go on in the background the whole time. So, okay. So this is Brad Scuttlestein. And what you're going to, you need to have a Jewish name to be a reporter.
Jewish name?
Yeah, Jewish name.
Faith Finkenstein. There's a Stein at the end.
Finkenstein.
That's my name.
Oh, boy.
Funkenstein.
No, they can't change it now. It's Finkenstein.
I'm with it.
So
what's wrong with
Brad Scuttlestein and Bert and
Scuttlestein, is any better?
Frankenstein. No, Finkenstein. We'll be reporting live from the Sportatorium momentarily. First, we need to tell everybody what's going on that's not on board. If you don't follow me on the forum or on Twitter, why?
Because why? I've got better things to do than to follow you on Twitter.
You're not Twitter-pated with me? You're not Twitter-pated with me?
I don't care what you do every single second of the day.
What is wrong with you?
Does it matter to me? I don't care. I don't care what you do every single second of the day. I don't care what April does every single second of the day. I don't care what Helen does every single second of the day.
Okay, be fair. I don't only care. Twitter every other second.
I love
second.
You. Don't care.
Okay. You love me, but you don't care.
But I don't care what you do every second of the day.
Well, that's good to know.
I mean, you know, I want to know that your day was good. You had a good day. I want to know if you learned something today. I want to know in-depth things about you, not that you saw a car with a funny license plate. You could tell me that story when you get home.
But if you follow me on Twitter, I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, but then I get the condensed version, and I don't. It doesn't junk up my whole day with information. I got stuff to do. I don't have time.
You keep saying that.
I don't have time to be sitting around looking at that.
All right, so.
Well, you don't believe me?
No, I believe you.
I have things to do.
I believe you. So if you haven't, if you're like Faith and love me but don't care. I need to fill you in on some things because some things have been happening off show that you need to know about, that people in the community know about. And that is we have started, you know, the March Madness, Faith.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Fantasy basketball. Football and everything.
It's basketball.
Well, yeah. College. I know that that's what that means, but this is a fantasy football type thing.
No, it's a fantasy basketball type thing.
Okay. Whatever. Same difference.
It's March Madness has a bracket. And there's four divisions, and each team plays one another, and they work their way through this bracket until there's four teams left, and then two of those teams play each other, and the other two play each other, and then
the winners
those
play
two
each other, yeah.
Play each other for the championship. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's called the bracket.
The bracket.
Bracketology. So there's a place on the web where you can go and fill out your own bracket, make up your own team names, make up your own whatever names. So I had the genius idea of doing this.
Genius. That's what he said.
That's what I said. With movie hero characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't seen this list yet.
You haven't?
Nope.
Wow. So I did that, and then I got everybody that wanted to participate on the forum and in the community, and then it grew from there onto Twitter, and then it grew from there, and now it's coming to you. We have an official charity sponsor.
Yay.
Yes. All monies that come into My Life Ministries by April 15th will go to Angel Food Ministries, every penny. And in fact, I will match every penny that comes in and donate that to Angel Food Ministries as well. So far we've raised $25.
Oh.
Yay.
We can do better than that.
We can do better than that.
Much better than that.
So anybody who wants to put in an entry, I would ask that, you know, it doesn't matter what you put in. You can play for free. You never have to donate at all. But I would ask you to put about $5 in if you want to play. And if you don't want to play, put $5 in anyway. And you can donate on the front page of mylifeministries.org. If you would like to find the bracketology, just go over to mylifeministries.org/forums. And it's under Squirrel Chatter there, and you'll see it. It's the movie heroes bracket thing. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, there's a link to the bracket. There's a place where you can enter all your team names. It does it for you. You don't have to type them in. You just go through there and it does it for you. It's bracketmaker.com is where I did it at. But, and if you want to make
your
own bracket.
Bracket maker?
Yeah. If you want to make your own bracket, you can go to bracketmaker.com and you can make your own bracket.
Seriously.
So, yeah. It does it all for you. It keeps track of it all and everything.
Alrighty.
So once we start playing, it'll keep track of who's ahead and who's winning and all that stuff for me, so I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and the games will start tomorrow, I guess. It depends on when we can record the results. Me and you. Because the results will be announced here live first and then posted on the bracket maker board thingy. Okay?
That's so, the technical name.
Yeah. But the winners will be posted site. Here. The winners will be announced here as we report on the matches. And then they were going to. Now, the rules for the matches, the rules for entry were that you had to be a movie hero, not a television hero. Okay? Mm-hmm. You could have no superpower. No superpowers, that's performance-enhancing superpowers, and they're strictly forbidden from the games. Several players were disqualified for that, like Luke Skywalker, for instance. It was determined that, that his use of the Force classified as a superpower, and therefore he was forbidden to participate. Han Solo did make it in.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, he's in there. So, it is the character, not the actor. So, for instance,
don't get those mixed up.
Dirty Harry is in there, plus Blondie the Good, which is from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Blondie was actually in three movies. He was in Fistful of Dollars, A Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. So, his name was the Blondie. The man with no name. Blondie or The Good, however you want to know him.
Alrighty. Clint Eastwood, right?
Played by Clint Eastwood. Okay.
I got the right movie.
Okay. But just wanted to make
how it can I commentate on these when I don't even know all of them?
Well, yeah, some of them are a little more obscure than others. Like, for instance, one person who made it. Now, it helped. The main thing was I tried to get as many that had the most movies as possible.
Okay.
So very few of these are single movie people.
All righty.
Like I said, no superpowers. Like, for instance, Ian Malcolm. Know who that is?
No.
Yeah, it's not a name that you hear. Mm-mm. But he was actually in three very popular movies as the hero. That is the chaosologist or the person who believed in chaos from Jurassic Park. What was I don't remember the name of the actor now. He was also in Independence Day. Remember he flew in the little plane next to Will Smith? He flew in the thing and said, "You're obsessed with a fat person."
Obsessed with a fat lady. He's Jewish.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Okay.
Well, that's the character from Jurassic Park. He was the hero in three movies.
He's not a hero.
Well, he's a very low seed in the tournament.
I'm thinking he's going to lose in my battle. Let me tell you,
I was getting low. Jack Ryan is in there from all the Patriot games and Red October and all those. Tarzan. So we got some really old ones like Tarzan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie Chan.
Okay.
Bruce Lee is in there. Mm-hmm. James Bond, of course, is a number one seed. I'll give you the four number one seeds. Martin Riggs from Lethal Weapons. Mm-hmm. James Bond from the Bond movies.
Okay. So it doesn't matter which Bond it is. Like, it could be Sean Connery.
Not the actor. It's the character.
Gotcha.
Okay. The other number one seed, there's four number one seeds. The other number one seed is John McClane from Die Hards. And the other number one seed is Ethan Hunt. From the Mission Impossible movies.
So I gotta go, that's Tom Cruise. Okay.
Yeah, a close two seed.
You gotta go slash and give me the actor's name or something.
No. Very close two seed is Jason Bourne.
Okay.
Another two seed, Dirty Harry, which is more of a weaker two seed. Another two seed is Mad Max. And the other two seed was Rambo. People could complain because Rambo's a two seed and Conan is a seven seed. But Conan was really only in two movies, Conan the Barbarian and Conan the Destroyer. So that's why he kind of, down on the list. Where Rambo did like four movies.
Three or four.
And the other thing was that the other thing that kind of qualified for this
Rocky?
Is that no, Rocky didn't make it. I don't think Rocky made it. Rocky Balboa? Well, maybe Rocky Balboa did make it. Let me see. Maybe he's in here, Rocky Balboa. Yeah, Rocky Balboa. Okay. He fights Bruce Lee in the first round.
Oh, that's not good.
That's bad. But anyway, so the top seed plays the least seed. So in other words, in the first round, Martin Riggs plays James Kirk, who was an eight seed. So the person who got seeded the highest plays the person who got seeded the lowest.
Captain Kirk got the lowest?
Well, yeah, he was in a strong division. D'Artagnan, Bruce Wayne.
Who?
D'Artagnan.
Who's that?
From the Three Musketeers.
I don't know who that is.
He was the main one from the Three Musketeers.
I don't know who that is.
D'Artagnan.
Okay. Who played him?
I don't know. Ellen Ripley from the Alien movies.
Who?
Ellen Ripley.
I don't know who that
from
is.
The Alien movies.
I don't know.
The Alien movies.
I know the Alien, but Sigourney I don't know who Weaver. That is. I know Sigourney Weaver, but that's not her, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, put the people's name. I told you, if you want me to do this, you got to put the actor's name
next to
it. But
some of them
it.
Have multiple actors' names. I'm
I don't
not asking
care.
You to do this. I'm asking you to report with me.
Well, I have to know who I'm talking about to be able to report on
it. We'll do some. You'll do some research like a good journalist.
Fine.
Now you was
do extra work. Now I can't just show up. I have to go investigate on things.
This
Did
is
I
for
tell
charity.
You I had things to
this
do?
This is to feed hungry people. This is for charity.
Can I just give you $100?
Yeah.
Okay. I will give you $100
if you don't have to do this.
I don't have to investigate. I don't want to do this.
Oh, this is for charity, Faith. Now. So for the you listeners out there, what can I clarify just a little bit? Can I clarify a little bit for the listeners? Because some of them I think are confused.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything. You can just listen to the show. It should be entertaining. Understand.
I don't have to do anything. I can give $100. Yay me. He just said it.
Oh. You can listen to the show.
No.
And listen to the matches that are going to be played. For instance, one of the first matches that's going to be played is going to be Jackie Chan versus Tarzan. Okay, that's one of the first. I think that's the opening match of the tournament.
Tarzan is going to be flattened.
And so Jackie Chan and Tarzan are going to go after it. Okay. And
does Tarzan get to bring his rope? I mean, his vine.
No weapons are allowed in.
But that's not a weapon.
No weapons.
That's how he gets around.
No weapons are allowed to be carried into the match.
So Superman can't be on here because he has superpowers. Batman.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Batman's
doesn't
in here.
Have superpowers.
Bruce Wayne is listed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. But no Superman, no Spider-Man, nobody like that. No superpowers.
Okay. Nobody who had some weird scientific experimentation on them done? No.
Aragorn is in there.
Who?
Aragorn.
Who's that?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
The king.
The king. The guy with the beard, right?
Yes. Okay. Kidge's stepdad.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
He was
this
young,
week.
Right?
We'll get to that later this week. Yeah, he was young.
Yeah.
So.
Really? That's what the movie's about? See, I didn't get that. I thought the movie's about other stuff. You're like, it's what the movie's about. I'm like, no, it wasn't. The movie's about other things.
Aragorn was the Christ figure in the movie.
I know. I guess I only saw it one time. I guess I need to see it again.
You need to watch it again.
You know, how many times have you seen those movies?
I haven't seen them. I've only seen the last movie one time. Mm-hmm. And I got it for Christmas. I still haven't watched it.
Oh, I thought you had.
No,
you've seen the other two.
I've seen the other one
several
times, and the last one's my favorite. That's the weird part. Okay, so I was trying to clarify for this, and you keep getting me off track.
Sorry.
All right, so for you people who may be confused, it's a tournament.
Sure, you should be calling them you people. It's not very nice. You don't like it when I call you people.
Okay, for
you people who don't understand, you why did you say for?
So, for the people who are confused,
I know how to turn my microphone up.
That was funny.
Okay. You know it just went through my head. I won't say it.
You probably shouldn't. Okay, for the people who are confused, one more time, I'm going to get this out. Is that you don't? All you have to do is listen to the show. We're going to go.
Oh, it works both ways. Isn't that funny? Look at that. His turn's down too. Look at him go. Oh, there he goes. Oh, he gets out. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
so,
you, up,
so you get to explain it.
Okay, we go. Okay.
Sorry. So you get to explain it.
Explain what? I don't know. You got me. I've given you $100. End of story.
I've been trying for 10 minutes to get this out.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I don't know.
I'm done.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Explain it to the people, please.
I don't. It doesn't matter to me. You're just whatever.
Cutting your
foot off or whatever that saying is.
Despite my face?
Yeah. There you go.
I think it's a nose.
No, it's
not a foot.
I couldn't remember. Cutting your nose. There you go. Yeah. Whatever.
You making up sayings now?
It means nothing to me.
Okay. Does everybody understand? Y'all got it? Okay, good.
Well, you didn't even explain
anything.
I'm tired of trying.
Oh,
the poor people. They don't know now.
You can follow it on the board with all of the
now.
Details.
See, you string them along and then you give them with nothing.
At twitter.com/BradMcFadden, all one word. You can also follow it, the tournament, here on Two Blind Squirrels, where we will be updating you on the winners of each match. The first match will be Tarzan versus Jackie Chan. Now, we were going to go to the opening ceremonies, but since it's taken me 15 minutes to explain, there's no point in going to the open ceremonies.
We don't get to go to the open ceremonies?
No, I don't think so. We're out of time. It's 20 minutes
that's
already.
That's too bad. Mm-hmm. I got my pretty sequin dress out and everything.
Nope. No, well, you missed out. I was going to take you to the opening ceremonies.
Got breast
we're
implants watch and the whole deal for that.
We're going to watch all the Japanese people dance. Or the Chinese people dance. Like all 2 million of them. And synchronized agalia. And then...
All righty. Oh, well, we'll get to wear the dress. That's all right. I went to, like, the Gaudi shop and bought, like, the best sequin dress
really?
I could find.
Yeah. Well, you can still put that on.
Yeah.
But.
I'll wear that for the next fight.
There you go. All right. Well, tomorrow we will go into the first match. And we also have calls. We had supper with Kidge, which we'll talk about, and the interesting details that came out of that supper. Mm. There's several interesting details about Kidge that you need to know about.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The world needs to know, and I need to tell, because they're burning.
Burning a hole, yeah.
A hole in my, in my need to tell pocket.
Good to know.
Also, we have the Mac Daddy story, which I want to get to, and Ooh. Can I kill this? So this is all coming up this week. All
righty.
And we only have 3 days left in the week, so this is going to be an interesting week. And that is a yawn.
Sorry.
That was a giant yawn from my partner who is so into this show.
I'm tired. I think I have mono.
You think you have mono?
I think I have mono.
We're recording in stereo.
I do. Because Lauren has mono, Avery has mono, and Morgan, Lauren's sister, has mono, who I pick up from school. So now I have mono, and
Oh, you're right. You do have mono.
Stop it. That's
you
annoying.
Have mono.
So now I think you have mono.
I have mono? Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I
do have mono.
At least I get to hear something in both ears now.
So now I have mono and you have mono. Yep. And we both have
Pretty
mono.
Pretty sure I'm tired.
But the show still has stereo. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not contagious through the headphones.
I hope not. I don't want to give it to anybody since those babies gave it to me.
The babies gave it to you?
Well,
are you kissing on the babies?
Yeah.
She shouldn't kiss on babies with mono.
Didn't know they had mono. It's a part of taking care of children.
Can we stop annoying
people? They give you all their diseases.
Can we stop annoying people and
yes,
go back
please.
To... Okay.
I'm not the one who did it. You are.
There.
There. And you kiss me, so thus you have it. You have the kissing disease now.
Mm, yeah, but it was worth it to kiss you.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, so...
So that's why I'm yawning. I don't have proof yet. I'm not really sure. I think I can't decide I should go to the doctor and get the little blood test to see if I have mono or if I just want to not know. Because I'm afraid if I did know, then I would be like, oh, I need to go lay down, I have mono. And it would like make me...
make it worse.
It would make me feel like I should go rest or something, which doesn't help mono. Nothing helps it. So I'm thinking I'm just going to pretend I'm just fine and a little tired. And
you
everything's
look fine.
Good.
You look
it's all
fine.
Good. I just pushed through the exercise, and I tell you, it's been hard, but I'm still doing it, and I've been working hard.
Good.
It's been difficult.
Good for you. Mono. Stick it out. You're a trooper.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye,
can I go lay down now?
No. Bye, okay. Bye, everybody.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.